Part 1. Pronunciation Guide. Alphabet and Romanization. The Sanskrit language is written in various Indian scripts, such as Devanagari. In order to represent the sounds of Sanskrit in the Roman alphabet, accurately and unambiguously, scholars have agreed on a system of Romanization, now used around the world. This system is used here to explain the pronunciation of Sanskrit words. Both standard romanization and the most common variant spellings are given. Classical Sanskrit uses at least 49 letters, 14 vowels, 33 consonants, and 2 special letters. 4 additional letters are sometimes used. Since the 26 letters of the Roman alphabet, by themselves, are not enough to express all the sounds of Sanskrit, supplements are needed. Where possible, one Roman letter represents one Sanskrit sound. Otherwise, one Sanskrit sound is represented by a combination of 2 Roman letters, as with the vowels I, A-I, and AU, A-U, and the 10 aspirated consonants, or by a Roman letter with a diacritic mark. 6 diacritics are used in Sanskrit romanization: a line above the letter, a line below the letter, a dot above the letter, a dot below the letter, a tilde or curl above the letter, an acute accent above the letter. The Roman letters, letter combinations, and letter diacritic combinations used in Sanskrit romanization are given in English alphabetical order in Table 1, see booklet. Vowels. The Sanskrit vowels are, in Sanskrit alphabetical order, a, a, I, e, u, u, r, ul, ul, a, I, o, au. Of these, a, I, u, ul are short. The others are long. A line over one of a pair of vowels distinguishes long from short. Sanskrit has vowel forms of R and L, written with a dot below the letter. Pronounce the vowels as follows. Short A, A, is like the A in sofa, as in manas, mind. Sanskrit A is never like the A in at. Long A, A, is like the A in father, as in maya, illusion. Short I, I, is like the I in pin, as in idam, this. Long I, e, is like the I in peak, as in jiva, life. Short u, u, is like the u in put, as in guna, quality. Long u, u, is like the u in rune, as in rupa, form. The R vowel is fairly common and can be short or long. Short R, br, is like the RE in fiber, as in pitre, father. In India today, the R vowel is often pronounced RI, ri, as in the name Krishna or Krishna. The R vowel is also sometimes written as R dot under I. Long R, is like the short R vowel, but longer, as in Pitrnam, of the fathers. Short L, ul, is like the LE in able, as in the root kulp. The L vowel is sometimes written and even pronounced as LR dot under or LRI. The L vowel is quite rare, appearing mainly in artificial terms invented by grammarians. In actual Sanskrit words, the short L vowel occurs only in words derived from one root, kulp, the root of the word kalpa, while the long L vowel does not occur at all. The following 4 vowels are always long in Sanskrit. E, pronounced A, is like the EI in rain, as in Deva, God. Sanskrit A is never short, like the E in yet. AI, pronounced I, is like the AI in aisle, as in Vaishya, merchant. Sanskrit I is never like the AI in pain. O, pronounced O, is like the O in opal, as in loka, world. Sanskrit O is never short, like the O in pot. AU, pronounced OW, is like the OU in out, as in Gautama Buddha. Sanskrit OW is never like the AU in autumn. Consonants. Sanskrit has 33 consonants in 8 groups, as given in Table 2, see booklet, in Sanskrit order, with the grammatical name for each group. These Sanskrit consonants are listed in English alphabetical order in Table 3, see booklet. Pronounce the following consonants as in English. B, ba, as in Buddha, awakened. D, da, as in Deva, God. J, ja, as in Jiva, life. K, ka, as in Karman, action. L, la, as in loka, world. M, ma, as in manas, mind. N, na, as in nirvritti, involution. P, pa, as in pitra, father. R, ra, as in rupa, form. S, sa, as in sat, reality. T, ta, as in tut, that. Other consonants are pronounced as follows. C, cha, is like the ch in church. Never like k, as in car, like s, as in scent, or like sh, as in chevron. For example, chakra, wheel, chit, consciousness, and vach, speech. G, ga, is always a hard G, as in God, never a soft G, as in gym. For example, guna, quality, and yuga, age. H, ha, is normally pronounced as English H, as in hatha yoga, physical yoga, and vahana, vehicle. In the combination HM, the H was originally pronounced before the M, with a sound somewhat like the CH in Scottish loch, or German ich. Today, HM is usually pronounced as MH. Examples include Brahman, the impersonal absolute, and Brahma, the individualized deity. N dot over, na, also written N line over, is a guttural nasal, like the NG in singing, as in linga sharira, subtle body. N tilde, nya, is a palatal nasal, like the NY in canyon. V, va, is usually like the V in voice, as in Veda. After a consonant, V may be pronounced and is sometimes written as W. For example, svabhava or swabhava, inherent nature. Y, ya, is a consonant, as in yuga, age, or vaishya, merchant, not a vowel, as in gypsy. Special pronunciation rules apply to the following sets of consonants. Bha, cha, dha, gha, jha, kha, pha, tha are aspirated letters, corresponding to the unaspirated letters ba, cha, da, ga, ja, ka, pa, tha. The aspirates are single consonants pronounced with a heavy breath. Something like bighorn or warthog if divided as big corn and war tug. Be careful not to insert a vowel before the H. Examples include bhuta, ghost, chaya, shade, dharma, law, kosha, sound. Note that Sanskrit C, cha, and ch, cha, are sometimes written as ch and chh. Sanskrit ph, pa, is never pronounced as f, but as aspirated p. The word for fruit, phala, is not pronounced phala. Similarly, th, tha, is never pronounced like the English th in thin or that, but as aspirated t, as in Tathagata, a title of the Buddha. Ta, ta, da, dha, na, the retroflex letters, are pronounced like the dentals. Tha, tha, da, dha, na, except that for retroflex letters, the tip of the tongue is bent back to touch the roof of the mouth, while for dentals, the tongue touches the teeth. S acute and S dot under may both be pronounced as English sh. Technically, for palatal sha, the back of the tongue touches the soft palate, while for retroflex sha, the tip of the tongue touches the roof of the mouth. Retroflex sha is sometimes written sh, and, especially in older books, palatal sha is sometimes written C. Cedilla. Examples include Shudra, servant, Purusha, person, Shishta, residue. Special letters. Sanskrit also has two special letters, named Visarga and Anusvara, which cannot occur at the beginning of words or before vowels. Visarga, written H dot under, represents a slight aspiration or H sound after a vowel, either at the end of a word or before a consonant. For example, dukkha, suffering, or namaha, homage. Anusvara is written M dot under or M dot over. A simple rule is to pronounce it as M at the end of a word or before P, PH, B, BH, or another M, and otherwise as N. Strictly speaking, anusvara stands for a nasal sound pronounced in one of three ways. At the end of a word, as M. Before semivowels, Y, R, L, V. Sibilants, S acute, S dot under, S. And the aspirate, H, as a nasalized vowel, as in French, bon. Before other consonants, as the nasal consonant of the same group. Thus, ahankara, egoism, may be written with N dot over or with anusvara, and sannyasin, renouncer, may be written with two N's or with anusvara plus N. Additional letters. Indian scripts have additional letters for writing the following sounds, which present special problems of pronunciation. The consonant cluster, K, S dot under, ksha, occurs in many words. For example, kshatriya, warrior. Be careful not to insert a vowel between K and S dot under. This cluster is sometimes written as KSH, or even as X. For example, the name of the goddess Lakshmi is sometimes written L-A-K-S-H-M-I or L-A-X-M-I. The consonant cluster J and tilde, found in many words derived from the root nya, no, can be pronounced as N-N-Y or D-N-Y or G-Y, but not J-N. Thus, the word for wisdom is pronounced pranya, pradnya, or pragya, but not prajna or prajna. Vedic Sanskrit has a letter not found in classical Sanskrit, a retroflex L, la, a consonant L made by touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth. This is romanized as L line under, and also has an aspirated form, L line under H. Accentuation. Vedic Sanskrit has a tone accent, consisting of rising and falling pitch, which is sometimes indicated in romanization by an acute mark over a vowel. In classical Sanskrit, as illustrated on the tape, the tone accent is replaced by a stress accent, which falls on certain syllables according to the following rules. Syllables are either heavy or light. Heavy syllables contain either a long vowel or a short vowel followed by two or more consonants. Light syllables contain a short vowel, either at the end of a word or followed by a single consonant. Remember that aspirated letters, such as bh, bha, are single consonants. Generally, the stress falls on the heavy syllable closest to the end of a word, but not the last syllable. Examples: turiya and sushupti, manvantara and prajapati, but Upanishad, which has no heavy syllable.